Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, as I look out upon you, the congregation of St. Cyril, my first and only thought is, we are nothing if not a handsome and good-looking group of people. Amen?
Amen.
So I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very, very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome you today to St. Cyril as we gather in worship of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes you just have to push the explanations and the theology aside and simply raise our voices in praise to God's ear. Let them also hear you out on Westheimer. Everyone repeat after me. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So today's gospel is four verses taken from the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever, as it was preached by Jesus himself. And these four verses concern themselves with how followers of Jesus are to live. And he uses salt and light as his examples. Now, I think we all understand what it means to live as a light of Christ. So instead, I'm going to focus on four or five of the more saltier aspects of Christian living. Now, I had a lesson regarding the intensity of salt when I was 11 years old. We were down visiting family in Alabama. There was a bunch of us kids running around on the beach, and we were throwing a football. And I dove after the ball once and landed in some broken glass that was right below the surface of the sand. Cut my right arm up pretty good. Now, it was bleeding, and it was full of sand. But even with this pain, I didn't want to leave the beach and miss out on any of the fun. So my 11-year-old brain, that baby went into high gear. My first thought was, Mom would always wash out any cut. My second thought was, when you have a sore throat, you gargle with salt water to kill the pain. So my 11-year-old brain, it connected these two thoughts, and I decided the best thing I could do was wade out into the Gulf of Mexico and clean those cuts out and kill the pain with the salty water. So I walked out waist deep into the Gulf, and I lowered my arm into the water. And to my surprise, when that salt water hit those open cuts, there was an absolute, no doubt, explosion of pain. I am confident the scream of profanity I let out was heard all the way across the Gulf down to the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. So the moral of the story is that Jesus wants us to be the salt of the earth and therefore be a pain.
Amen.
Of course not. Living life as salt of the earth for Jesus is quite the opposite. Let me offer a few ways. First off, Christians like salt. We are of infinite value. Back in Jesus' day, salt was so important, it was sometimes used as money. Think of the old phrase, which is a compliment when you tell somebody they are worth their salt. So when Jesus says, we are the salt of the earth, he is telling us how much value we have in his eyes and in his heart. Enough value to take all of our sins and to die for us so that we may have life eternal. Amen?
Amen.
Second, Christianity is the preservative of the world. Salt was often used in past days for survival, as it was the only way to preserve meat. Salt stopped food from decaying. Now, as his followers, we've been given a task by Jesus to stop the decay of the world. The Catholic Church has had a profound, intense impact on the world. Catholics have educated more elementary and high school children throughout the world than anybody else. There are over 100 plus colleges and universities just here in the United States that are of Catholic origin. Think of the number of hospitals and clinics that are run by Catholics, homeless shelters, feeding and clothing of the poor. The list of the charitable works the Catholic Church is doing today and has done through the centuries is immense. Since the start of the Church, we have been the single largest charitable organization the world has ever seen. And do not lose sight, as a preservative, we are also the moral antiseptic to the moral decline of the world. For we stand against evil, we stand for the truth, and we stand for God's love. Amen?
Amen.
Now next, we all know that salt can cause thirst. So we are to act and speak in such a way that others see Jesus in us, and do so to such an evident degree that they become thirsty and desire a relationship with Jesus. Our behavior with others in the world should be adorned with that sweet fragrance of Jesus. He is calling us, as salt of the earth, to live in such a way that the unbeliever can see the difference Jesus makes in our lives. Now, this also means we are to carry our saltiness out beyond the church doors. Salt does no good sitting on a shelf. We have to be active in our spirituality beyond Mass. Ministry cannot be confined only to church property for 1 hour on a Sunday. You know, the needs of ministry out in the world far outweigh the number of ministers. Our faith has to be active. From James chapter 2, verse 17. Faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Let me repeat that one. Faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now, there are many ways to minister and carry out your faith in the world. Pray on it. Pray on it. And the Holy Spirit will guide you to where you are needed. And the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to do that ministry. And finally, a bit of warning from Jesus when he says, if salt loses its taste, it is no longer good for anything except to throw it out and be trampled underfoot. You know, it's really very simple sometimes. Very simple. How we live, what we do, what we say, whether we realize it or not, either points to God or it points away from him. There really is no middle ground. Let that dictate your attitudes, the things you say, and how you live. All that we do should always point to God. Amen?
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus preached we are salt of the earth. I pray we all do so. It can be done by anybody. Time and a kind word to an elderly neighbor who is lonely. Listening to a co-worker about his troubles at home, at work. Volunteer around here at the church. Volunteer at the nursing home. Volunteer at the hospital. There are many, many simple ways to do this. Or it can be something spectacular or sensational, such as Mother Teresa starting her order and the impact her saltiness had on the lives of so many. So, to be the salt of the earth for Jesus in whatever form it takes, whether it's simple ministry or spectacular, just let the Holy Spirit guide you to it. And if you do, you will never lose your salty flavor. Thank you, St. Cyril. Never be afraid. May God bless you and your families all the days. Amen.
Amen.
The homily was a little shorter today because now Father Scott's going to address DSF.
Amen.
Amen.
It says in the Old Testament lesson from today from the book of Isaiah, share your bread. Well, I'm going to challenge you this morning to share your coffee money. The deacon has just given us a marvelous homily on being salt and light in the world. And Isaiah says we're supposed to feed the hungry, clothe the naked. I don't know a better way for us to do that than collectively through the Diocesan Service Fund. So, let's talk for just a minute. If your habit is to drive through McDonald's and you're as old as I am to get your morning coffee, that's 79 cents. If you gave up that one cup of coffee a day, you could give $288.35. One cup of coffee a day from McDonald's. However, if you're a connoisseur and you go to the Shell station and you get your community coffee there, again, a small one, $1.49. If you gave up that one cup of coffee, $543.85. Now, I don't know what's above connoisseur, but a Starbucks, you either like it or you don't. Tall coffee, $1.85, $675.25. And if you are addicted to the tall caramel macchiato, I'm just saying, $3.75 a day, or $1,368.75. And if you get that with a piece of banana nut, no, that's not supposed to be in there, that banana nut bread, that's not there. Anyway, you get my drift. It only takes a very simple one change in our lives to do something along with the rest of the archdiocese to make a meaningful difference. To be, as the deacon said, salt and light in this world. So, gentlemen, thank you all very much. You can take my basket back now. That's the end of the show and tell. All right. So what do? We're challenging you. Let's go to the next slide. Did you pray about your commitment? For those of you who have family or children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, did you discuss it with your family? Then please consider making your 2020 pledge. If you received a pledge card in the mail, please use it. It's got a number on it, both for this parish and for you. It will make it easier. If you didn't or you forgot it, there are pledge cards and pens in the pews. You can also go home and make your pledge online. This morning, if you fill out your card, you can drop it in the offertory basket, or you can mail it in, or you can give it to somebody besides me who looks official around here. And usually, I don't know if that'll go all the way to the back. It's John Winselowitz back there in the booth. There he is. All right, let's go to the next slide. Very simply, what do we need from you? We need how you like to be called, your name, your spouse's name, if that's appropriate, your address, your city, state, zip code, a phone number. Let us know whether it's home or cell, your email address, and I promise you the Archdiocese will not sell your email address. If the parish indicated is not correct, please list your current parish. If you're visiting with us today, we're doing this all over the Archdiocese, and you're not from St. Cyril, tell us what parish you do go to so that they get credit for it. And if you don't have a parish, we love to have credit for it. Do you work for an employer who would make a matching gift? Some of you may work for an employer because it's not to the church, it's to the ministries of the church. Some employers may match that gift. In response to God's call, your total gift, what is that? How are you going to make that gift, in cash or check? What check number? Make it payable to DSF or a pledge made monthly, quarterly. Put it on a credit card. Print the name of the credit card. We need your expiration date as well. Signature for both the credit card or direct debit. If you want to do direct debit, that information goes right here. So I hope that you'll take the card, fill it out. If you've already filled it out, thank you. When the offertory baskets come through, please put it in the basket. If you still need more time, take the card home, think about it, pray about it. If you fill it out later in the during the Mass, give it to somebody who looks official, besides me. I got enough to try to keep track of. But the perfect person is John Winselowitz, and he'll be at that table in the narthex. And we want to thank you in advance for what you're going to do. You know, every year we do this, and every year we work to try to be a faithful part of the Archdiocese to fulfill the outreach of the Archdiocese of Galveston and Houston to be, as the deacon reminded us, light and salt in this world. Now, RCIA, I didn't forget you.